let's get started. Let's see. The action items are review and discussion, I guess the approval of the agenda. I'll just go ahead and ask if anybody's got any comments or any changes to the agenda that they want to make. All right, then we're just going to go forward with the agenda as is. The action items are to review and discuss the draft 2022 UPWP.
And this is Mark. I'll be handling that. And Julie, I'd like to share my screen, please. Is anyone seeing my screen? I didn't get a prompt.
I'm still seeing the agenda.
Okay, we're waiting on Julie to share my screen. Let's see. I have to pick. I think this is the one. Okay, can everyone see the first slide titled Draft Fiscal Year 2022 UPWP?
Yes, we see it.
Okay, very good. Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to be with us to discuss the Draft Fiscal Year 2022 Unified Planning Work Program. This is the core MPO staff work program and budget proposed for the next fiscal year that begins July 1st. Again, I believe I covered this. It is in support of the federally mandated 3C continuing cooperative and comprehensive transportation planning process. It gives a detailed breakdown of the planning funds that we will use, the staff work that will be carried out, and the allocation of our budget to specific work tasks. And are the slides advancing? I'm seeing two screens here, so I don't know which one for sure that you got. Can someone confirm to me that the slides are advancing?
Slides are advancing.
Beg your pardon?
I said they are.
Could you speak more clearly? They are, good, thank you. Thanks for confirming. So we have two main federal planning grants that come to us by formula allocation through Georgia DOT. One is Federal Highway PL grant. The second one is the FTA Section 5303 grant. Both grants require a 20% local match. So we cover that with MPO membership dues. That includes in-kind match for those of you who may be taking advantage of that. If you haven't turned in an in-kind match form recently, i.e. this year, and you still would like to be participating in the in-kind match, please do let a staff member know sometime after the meeting or perhaps at the April regular scheduled MPO meetings. We'll get that taken care of. GDOT still covers half of the local match for the Section 5303 grants, but I believe this is only for the formula allocation. If you get a discretionary allocation from 5303, I believe you do wind up paying the full 20%. The funds can only be used for planning. Any funds not spent at the end of the fiscal year are forfeited. There's no rollover from one year to another as there used to be. Going back several years in the past. So for fiscal year 2022, our formula planning funds are summarized here. We get $360,143.03 federal FHWA PL funds. The local match is just over $90,000 for that. So the total PL grant would be $450,178.79. The formula Section 5303 grant, the federal amount is $142,593. We share the match on that grant, so that comes to $17,824.12 for the state $17,824.13 for the local, because if there's a rounding error, we always pay the extra penny. So the total transit planning grant is $178,241.25. A word on discretionary PL funds. I mentioned earlier that the funds are forfeited at the end of the year if they're not spent. That doesn't mean they entirely go away, but for almost all Georgia MPOs, Atlanta plays by a different set of rules, but for the rest of the Georgia MPOs, those funds are accumulated by Georgia DOT, and twice a year, there is a competitive selection process in March and September, for which we can apply for funds. And again, that doesn't change the purpose of the funds. They still have to be for planning. Right now, we just had the March PL Funds Review Committee meeting and allocated some additional funds. So it appears that at the moment, the remaining balance there is somewhere close to $4 million, just by my own rough math. About $1 million of that would be available, because $3 million is typically reserved for long-range plan updates to support the smaller MPOs doing their long-range plan updates, since those are multi-year efforts normally. So again, those funds go through a competitive selection process. You may recall for the last several years now, each fall, you see a call for plans and studies going out at the beginning of the UPWP development process. So that is how those proposed studies come into the UPWP, and how we, I guess, are directed by our members to apply for those funds. The prioritization criteria are available online, but they favor the required MPO planning products. Now, having said that, the funds have been used for a rather wide range of non-required plans and studies as well. So it's not just MTPs, it's not just things like that. It can be corridor studies, it can be other things that support the planning process. The applications are screened by Georgia DOT and Federal Highway Administration staff, and the awards, as I alluded, are made by the PL Funds Review Committee twice a year. And what you need, in addition to getting the project to your MPO staff and getting it into the work program, is 20% local match. Next slide. In addition, each year there is a small amount of discretionary Section 5303 funding available. The funding formula that GDOT uses to allocate those funds to the MPOs typically leaves a modest balance that MPOs can apply for to do planning studies or certain applications. We were successful most recently in requesting some of those funds to help CAT purchase some software that helps them with their operations and scheduling. That was, I believe, in last year's work program, and we have already had a request for fiscal year 2023. So we'll probably be showing you that next time we do a UPWP. The applications for our 5303 funding must be submitted to GDOT in December. Applications are reviewed and approved. Again, I mentioned always 20% local match. The current discretionary PL and 5303 awards that we have gotten, or recent ones rather, I should say, fiscal year 2018, we got two discretionary PL awards. One was for the I-16 Little Neck Road Interchange Study. The other was for the I-95 Airways Avenue Interchange Study. In 2020, we got a discretionary 5303 award, $27,000 toward transit planning software, tools, and data for CAT. And just this year, fiscal year 2021, we were able to receive awards for the State Route 21 Access Management Study, being sponsored by Garden City, and also the State Route 307 Corridor Study, being sponsored by Chatham County. Both of those studies are just recently, I'd say within the last week, kicking off. So you'll be hearing more about those in the very near future. Next slide. Fiscal year 2022 UPWP development process, just to a brief refresher. We issued a call for plans and studies in October of last year. The fiscal year 2022 transit planning tasks were also presented to the core MPO board and advisory committees in October of 2020. That is because we have a fairly early application deadline for the Section 5303 grant. That's also why we attempt to show 2 years worth of that grant anytime we do a UPWP. So this year, the 2022 UPWP will also contain a draft of what we expect the 2023 transit planning task to be and budget. That helps us. That helps us when we get toward the end of the year and we have to apply for our grants. So we did apply for the FTA Section 5303 grant in December 2020. Then from December to January, staff developed a first draft fiscal year 2022 UPWP. That draft was submitted to Federal Highway Administration and GDOT for review and comments on January 8th. The draft UPWP was also initially submitted for the February core MPO agendas, but it was continued until the April meetings when we received substantial comments from Federal Highway Administration on February 12th. So that's what we are here to talk about today. The UPWP is currently under redevelopment and going back to the MPO in April. Continuing the development process, you'll notice I transitioned from black text to gray. That's everything in black is stuff that's already happened, so I'm pretty sure about that. The stuff in gray is what we think. It's the anticipated stuff going forward that we're 99% sure of, but I just want to symbolically show that in a different color. The revised draft was published on the MPO website for review and comment April 2nd, 2020. We are anticipating core MPO board approval on April 28th, 2021. That's important because we need to get it in the pipeline for Federal Highway Administration approval so that our grants for next year can be applied for timely. A look at the staff work priorities for 2022. We will be beginning the 2050 MTP update. We did adopt our most recent MTP update, the Mobility 2045, about 20 months ago. So we have a plan update that's due in about 3 years and a quarter. So that will be about a 3 year plan update process when we kick that off after the first of the fiscal year. We're also looking to have a congestion management process update. We're looking to do an update of the MPO freight plan. We will be managing the State Route 21 Access Management Study and the State Route 307 Corridor Study. We will be also striving, especially in the early part of the year, I think, to respond to the federal certification review recommendations. You may remember that we had a presentation from Emory at our last meeting. There were quite a few recommendations, as there normally are. So we will be responding to those in detail, particularly during the early part of the year. 2020 census urban area delineation and MPO reapportionment is something that's looming on the horizon. It probably will be more of a task for us coming up in the following fiscal year. But in the summer of 2022, the census will be releasing their urban area, basically the 2020 urban areas, I should say, and that will have a deterministic effect on what the core MPO's planning area needs to be. When you change your planning area, you need to cast a critical eye on your board and committee membership composition to make sure that it still reflects the area that you're planning for. So that that will be a big deal, but it's probably just a little bit over a year off right now. So the organization, the task organization of the MPO staff work program falls under really five major categories: administration, I should say six major categories, administration, public involvement, data collection, analysis, and forecasting, transit planning, and then special studies, both funded and unfunded. Administration just covers everything that we do to you know, keep the MPO operational, to host these meetings and keep you informed. We also have a training and development subtask, equipment and supplies, contracts and grants, unified planning work program development, which is what we're here to talk about today, and also the MPO's participation plan, which really lays out how we do everything in terms of our major documents and functions. We have a major task for public involvement, which includes subtasks for community outreach and education and environmental justice Title VI planning. We have data collection, analysis, and forecasting. That will include the congestion management update and ITS operations. Excuse me. Livability and transportation alternatives, freight and intermodal planning, metropolitan transportation plan, and transportation improvement program. And transportation improvement program is something that's familiar to everyone, as we do amend it many times throughout the year, and that's something that WICOTA manages for us. Transit planning includes its own program support and administration because it's a separate budget. Also, short and long range planning, transportation aspects of the TIP and also MTP. And that brings us down to special studies. Those are the ones that we solicit through our call for plans and studies. Right now we have the two active ones, the State Route 21 Access Management Study, the State Route 307 Corridor Study. And then we have an unfunded section. Those are the ones which have been applied for, but for which funding has not been secured. And in all cases here, I see the reason the funding has not been secured is that we have not applied for it yet. But we encourage our project sponsors to get those to us as they become aware of them. We have been talking tentatively with a project sponsor about applying for a couple of these in the coming year. So we'll be continuing to work with them on that. They are the State Route 204 corridor between King George and US 17, Islands Expressway between Truman Parkway and US 80. Transportation data and analytical tools is one that we put in as staff when we started thinking about how we might update our congestion management process. So when we do the data assessment, there were a lot of pieces of data that we would have liked to have had last time that we didn't. So we will conduct a data assessment to see if that's still the case, and that would be a lot of the purpose of that task would be to purchase data if we need to purchase data. Another task, Old River Road operational and capacity improvements, freight transportation plan, and sea level rise study. We have actually sort of a two-tier approach to the freight transportation plan update. We have a small scope in mind that we can, a relatively small scope in mind of what we can do, I guess, in the current budget. The larger scope would fall under this currently unfunded illustrative task. So as the scoping discussions begin, and those will start at the EDFAC committee meeting next week, depending on the discussions with the committees and what the desires are for that freight plan to entail, we may detail that through this task and apply for additional funding to support this whatever scope we come up with. Next slide. So this is the proposed budget. You may notice that we're not slicing and dicing the funding into quite as many buckets as we used to. The reason for that is that we have gotten up to, well, we really had our budget broken down at the subtask level previously, which was very time consuming and cumbersome to track and keep accurate at that level. So what we are proposing this year is to, I guess, keep the buckets at the major task level, which would streamline the administration. I mean, we could spend, you know, more of our time and funding actually working on projects and tasks rather than administering the grants. So the thing I would point out about this table is, while we're showing the budgets for the special studies for SR21 access management and State Route 307 corridor study, that money is actually not 2022 money, it's 2021 money. So it's money from this year's UPWP that we're continuing to reflect to show what the true budget of those projects is, but that money is actually prior year money. And with that, I would invite any questions or comments. That's the end of my presentation. Do we have any questions or comments?
Good job, Mark.
Oh, thank you, Pam. That's high praise. Okay. One more call for questions or comments. If you do have questions or comments after the meeting, as I mentioned, this is the latest draft is posted on our website, has been since April 2nd. If you would please get any comments that may arise, you know, either up to this point or even after this meeting, if you could get those to us as soon as possible, but within the next 2 weeks, we will do our best to respond to them. And there will be a comment log in the final report.
Hey, Mark, this is Kayla. I've got just a few kind of technical ones of just like name choices for things. So I'll just email them to y'all, and then that way it's a little easier.
Oh, that's always good for technical.
Like the Mobility Advisory Council is actually the Mobility Advisory Committee. It's like small differences like that. So I'll just email those.
Okay. I was probably plucking them from emails when I was being notified of things. Not sure who wrote what email. So yeah, people do paraphrase.
Great.
Okay. Thank you for that. Anything else? You can let us know now, or, you know, you can follow up with us by email after the meeting. We will, again, as I said, we will have a comment summary somewhere in the back of the document when it's finished. Okay, well, if there are no questions, again, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We can return back to the agenda view, Julie, please. Thank you. Pam, did you want to adjourn the meeting? I'm not sure if we're in a glitch here. I'm not hearing or seeing anything happening. Pam, can you hear me?
If Pam's not there, Mark, let's just make a motion to adjourn the meeting, anybody? Okay, she's there, great.
I'm here, I'm sorry. I kept thinking we were done, but I guess we still have to finish this out, eh? Do we have any other business? Sorry.
I just want to remind everybody that the next meeting you will be making a recommendation or a final recommendation to the MPO Policy Board on the UPWP. So thank you all for your time for participating in this meeting.
Okay. Mark, how much are we still, how much longer do you think we're going to be doing this virtual? When do you think we're going to be able to get back in?
That's actually more of a Melanie question. I'm just following office policy, and Melanie's probably a little more plugged into, I guess, where things are just in terms of.
We are set up actually where we can have hybrid meetings. You just have to let us know so that we can know that you're coming in and we can still get you your temperature checked and things of that nature. But we've been set up to support a hybrid format for a long time. So Pam, I can talk with you online if you want to start coming over, because a lot of our other meetings, I have half people that show up and the other half still want to participate virtually, and you can do the same with this as well.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little easier for me in person. So maybe we'll keep April as just online only, but maybe starting in June, if we could do at least optional, that would be great. Okay. All right. Do we need to go through status report today?
No. Normally, with a special call meeting, you just cover the agenda item that the meeting was called for.
Right.
So probably not.
Okay. All right, fabulous. Well, I guess we'll just we'll open it up if there's any comments or anything else here, real quick. Any questions or comments before we adjourn? Okay, it sounds like we're good. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and this meeting is adjourned.